Each week we talk to a small New Zealand business, and this week we are talking to Perzan Patel, whose business is called Dolly Mama. They make ready-to-cook Indian products, which you can use to make curries in everyday Kiwi cooking, and their motto is no more butter chicken. Perzan spoke to our producer, Ali J, about why the business started.
When I was a teenager growing up in New Zealand, I just realised that people had very little knowledge about Indian food. You know, I would be heating up food in the microwave at school, and people would just be like, oh, what's that? Are you having butter chicken again? So it's just that people have had for years now this perception that Indian food is just about the four or five things that you get in, you know, like chicken tikka masala and madras or maybe saag wala, while the reality is that there is just a huge variety of Indian food available. And we wanted to give people a taste of this real India.
You've quite recently started this business. What was it like starting this year?
Oh, it's been pretty crazy. You know, originally when I started, I've been debating at the start of the year whether I should start the business or not. This is an idea I've had for a long time. But given what happened with the lockdown and things, I wasn't too sure if I wanted to do it. And then early on, I started in June a podcast, which is called the Kiwi Foodcast, where I got to interview a whole bunch of food entrepreneurs. And it was just amazing seeing the passion that they had about their business. And that just gave me really the kick up the bum I needed to just get going and, you know, stop making excuses for my own thing and just get going and follow my dream. So while it's been hard, I think it's also provided new opportunities. Like we actually started our business with a store on the Choice platform. And, you know, if we had started any other year, we wouldn't have had that platform, because it's only now that people are discovering that rather than going to farmers markets, they can shop for their arts, crafts and specialty food online as well. So I think while it's been hard, it's also opened up a lot more doors and opportunities that would not have existed otherwise.
Can you tell me about the recipes for your spice paste and for your products? How did you come up with them, or what's the influence in them?
Sure. So I'll just take a step back and actually tell you the reason my business is called Dolly Mama is because Dolly Mama was my grandmother. I used to go to her house every Saturday when I was a kid, and she'd always make me this delicious curry for lunch. In fact, I used to love the curry so much that one day she asked me, you know, oh, but what would you like to inherit from me? And I told her, all I want is like a big bowl of your curry so I can keep having it. So this business is more of a tribute to my grandmother and like the amazing flavors that she used to cook with. So that's what we wanted to show people. So when we talk about our recipes, we are using recipes that have been passed down to me by my grandmom, as well as grandmothers of my friends. So the initial products that we're starting with, we've got three. The first one is a coastal curry, and that's the curry I grew up eating, the one that my grandmom made. Then we have an Indian everyday paste, and this paste is, think of it like the pasta sauce of India. You know, these are a combination of all the variety of spices, onions, tomatoes that we would usually use to make just about any Indian dish. So we've put them together to make a paste. And this always acts as a great starting point for any kind of, you know, dish that you'd want to cook. Our third product is a ghee tadka. So firstly, the great thing about it is that it is keto-friendly. And what we do in it is we temper a whole lot of whole spices along with the ghee. So this one is perfect for any recipe which calls for butter. You could normally replace this one and use our ghee instead. So it's perfect, you know, for breakfast. You could make some fried eggs using our ghee. You can use it to cook lentils. And just a whole lot of different preparations. We'd love for people to, you know, just really give up, ditch the butter chicken, ditch the tikka masala, and just give these real wholesome flavors a try.
I'm so hungry now. They have a platform on Choice NZ or on Instagram at Dolly Mama. Now, the mama is spelt MUMMANZ, where they've set up the No More Butter Chicken hotline, where you can ask all your questions about cooking Indian at home, not just about the paste. You can DM them on Instagram as well for help, and we're going to post that link on our First Up website for you.